Repeal of estate taxes. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farms and other small family business owners are hoping Congress will take up legislation soon in regards to estate taxes. American Farm Bureau's tax specialist, Pat Wolf.
Congress has a deadline, and that's December 31st of this year. Unless they act, estate taxes will be repealed for 1 year for 2010 and then come back in 2011 with a $1 million exemption. That's way lower than the $3.5 million exemption that we have now. So some members of Congress don't want repeal to go on the books, and other members of Congress don't want to go to a $1 million level, so they need to act.
Now, estate taxes come due when the value of a farm or ranch exceeds the estate tax exemption. This year, that exemption is $3.5 million. Next year, the tax is repealed, but in 2011, it comes back. And farm and ranch estates face heavier, potentially more disruptive tax burdens than other estates. That's because 80% of farm and ranch assets are land-based. When estate taxes exceed cash or other liquid assets on hand, those surviving family members can be forced to sell the land, buildings, or equipment needed to keep their businesses operating.
Well, Farm Bureau would like to see estate taxes repealed, but there aren't votes for that, and there aren't going to be any in the near future. So our goal is to get the exemption up as high as we can. That way, farmers and ranchers won't have to pay estate taxes, and they won't have to pay for expensive planning tools.
Now, the American Farm Bureau does support H.R. 3905, the Estate Tax Relief Act of 2009. That was recently introduced by a bipartisan group of House Ways and Means Committee members. The bill would phase in a $5 million exemption over 10 years and moving closer to the goal of permanent repeal. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.